It is Thursday, which means it is time to go to the movies with RN's resident film critic and host of The Hub on Screen, Jason DeRosso. I spoke with him earlier.
Good morning.
This week, Keira Knightley plays one of French literature's most influential female writers. Who exactly?
Yeah, she plays Colette. Now, Colette, look, to be honest, I'll be frank, it's not a writer I knew a lot about, but after seeing this film, I know quite a lot more.
Okay.
And it's an extraordinary story because she was a woman married to a guy who was the literary sort of literary sensation of Paris at the time. This is in the sort of era of the Belle Epoque leading up to the First World War. And he's name was Willie. That was his nom de plume, his artistic name. And he published under that, but he actually had a little factory of writers writing for him. And he'd pay them, but he would sort of take all the fame because he was curating a very popular brand. He marries her. She's a country girl. And he has the bright idea of asking her to write about her exploits or her memories, really, of being a country girl at school. And she invents this character called Claudine, who becomes very, very famous. And of course, he is publishing these novels at the time. I mean, since they've been republished as, you know, under her name, but publishing them at the time under his name, which, you know, sets up quite an interesting dynamic for a marriage. Though, of course, at the time, you could argue that the world being what it was perhaps less of an affront, though Colette was very much a trailblazer. And this is kind of what the film, well, it's definitely what the film is about. It's also about an interesting love triangle that develops between Colette, her husband, and another woman, an American woman who is a bit of a socialite in Paris at this time. Look, Colette's played by Keira Knightley. Dominic West plays Willie. I'm not a great fan of Keira Knightley, but she's really great in this. I mean, she has...
Well, what can you not be a fan of in Keira Knightley?
She has a determination, a grit, a beauty, and a sort of combustibility and an unpredictability that I think fit this brilliant character so well. And Dominic West is fantastic as the rather terrible but very charismatic, slightly pompous husband. Okay. So their dynamic's great. I'm going to play you this clip, which really illustrates this dynamic. And this is after they've been chatting to his publisher, and she almost lets slip, according to him, that he's not actually the inventor of Claudine.
Finally, we have a success, and then you imply that I'm not the true author of it.
No, I didn't.
We're holding dynamite here. We've created something really powerful, and if it goes off at the wrong time, it could blow our bloody heads off.
Ollendorf is your publisher, Willie.
Yeah, well, Schwab also said something.
Schwab is part of the factory.
People love to talk. They praise it to your face, and then the moment you turn around, there's knives in your back. I understand the mentality here. You don't.
Well, I understand it well enough to write a book that's a toast of Paris.
Yeah, bit of a burn there. Good on her.
So Colette is a French figure. Obviously, this is a British production. Have we got Brits?
Yeah, I know. I
hamming up their French accents.
Well, I sometimes cringe when they do, and I'm sort of grateful that the director Westmoreland didn't make them ham up their French accents. It is, in some ways, not the sort of film that the French might make, but that's okay. It's a film that's true to itself. It's very witty. It's true also to the subject matter and to the themes of the film, which is this very interesting and problematic marriage and union between two people who love each other, but in this union that's based on an incredible sort of, you know, it's an unequal relationship.
But to that point, though, is it that often sort of caricatured version of what a French story would be?
No, they don't go overboard. And I think they don't go overboard with trying to locate its Frenchness either. I mean, it is very much a, you know, it's a witty English-speaking, anglophonic drama, I think done exceedingly well, that doesn't bend over backwards to try and put on the French accents and so forth. And I think, yeah, as I say, to its credit, and two really great performances in Keira Knightley and Dominic West in particular. So look, Colette, one to see.
All right. Boxing Day is coming up, arguably the biggest day of the year for movie releases. Yeah. What should we find ourselves moving towards?
Well, look, I'm thinking that Boxing Day is a bit lackluster this year. I don't like Aquaman, but I'll leave that to the reviewer next week to review that one. So I didn't like a lot. I really like Mary Poppins Returns. I think it's great, but that comes out on the 1st of January. If I had to pick one film coming out on Boxing Day, it's by Pavel Pavlovsky, and it's called Cold War. This is a film shot in black and white, set in the Cold War decades, that oscillates between sort of rural Poland and Paris, a highly romantic film about a musician, composer, and his muse, in a way, this singer, who fall in love, and then they're star-crossed lovers. It just never quite works. And they go on separate paths. They end up in separate parts of the continent, but reuniting every few years to have this, it's really a sort of torrid relationship, but highly passionate. It received the Best Director Award at the Cannes Film Festival for Pavel, and just a very beautiful film, told well. So that would be my pick. A kind of odd, maybe festive season film, but...
Sounds good for a hot day when you want to forget for a hot about day. How hot it is outside.
And you want to sort of go trudging through the snow in somewhere remote in Poland and listen to some jazz music.
On Mary Poppins, is Emily Blunt as incredible as
she's great.
The hype suggests?
She's absolutely great. I think the effects in Mary Poppins are also wonderful. This mix of often old school effects, you know, like the sort of films we grew up with, like the original Mary Poppins, you know, you've got sort of 2D drawn cartoons superimposed over normal live action cinema, and it all becomes quite psychedelic in the best tradition of those slightly plummy British fairy tales. So it's wonderful. The music's not as good as the original, but unfortunately, how could it ever be as good as the original? You know, all those songs in the original were just timeless. And so they haven't come up with anything that beats that, but it's a great film. And Emily Blunt's great in it. Yeah.
Jason DeRosso, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.